Let's be there. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Again, today we come together to worship the God of creation, of salvation, of time and eternity. The God of all peoples, all nations, all conditions of people everywhere. Praise the Lord, all that is within me, praise God's holy name. Praise the Lord and remember all his kindness in forgiving our sins, in curing our diseases, in saving us from destruction, in surrounding us with love. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. The Lord is slow to anger and willing to give us gifts of love. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, all that is with you and within me.
Virginia. So blessed to be here with all of you this morning. We will be leading you in singing. We'll be singing for you. We may share a few words, but we'll mostly let the music be the message this morning. We'll start our time of worship this morning together with number one in your blue hymnal worship book. If you would turn to that, and all who are willing and able, please join in standing to sing this one.
Yeah.
Good morning. We welcome everyone here today, and especially the Walking Roots. And as you learned from them, they're from Harrisonburg, Virginia. And we will ask them just to give their name, and then the second hour they can tell their story. So we'll start here. Mike?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Mike Yoder. I'm originally from the Thumb of Michigan, but now live in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Greg Yoder, originally from southeastern Pennsylvania, the Souderton area. But my dad's family is from Belleville, just over the mountain.
Christina Yoder, also from southeastern Pennsylvania.
Rachel Yoder, also from the Thumb of Michigan.
Jackson Most, originally from the Thumb of Michigan.
Basic cousins. I'm Seth Christian. I'm from Johnstown.
Thank you. And we welcome visitors. There are microphones on each side for you if you would like to stand and give us your name and where you're from. And we'll start on your left over here. Is there anyone, visitor, who wants to share their name?
Jerry and Beth Yoder. We're from southeastern Pennsylvania, also originally from Belleville. Greg is our son, and we're here keeping care of the grandson.
Hey, welcome. And on the right side?
Evelyn Barch, and I'm happy to have my sisters, Betty and Diane, from British Columbia visiting us this week.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm Jim Pearson. This is our Aunt Beth, and I have other friends here. This is Bill Drosnes, Kat Alden, Dorothy Hawbaker, is that correct? And we're 3 of 8 of a singing group that meets once a week, and I invited them here to enjoy the Walking Roots.
Mm-hmm. Welcome. At this time, we welcome all the children to come front, and Walking Roots is going to be sharing this story. Come on up. You all can come front.
Children's time this morning will be children of all ages, and that means adult children as well. So if you would like to come forward, you can, if you want to stay seated. The actual chronological children should definitely come forward. Other children are welcome to come forward, too.
I don't know, is that thing? That's not good.
Thanks for coming up. It's nice to be with you all. My name's Seth, and this is Greg. We just said that, but in case you forgot really quickly, I should put this in the middle in case you want to talk too. Sharing. Well, we get to play music with each other, and we've been friends for a long time. We've been friends for 10 years. Is anyone 10 years old? Is anyone 9? 8? 7? Okay. 6? Oh, good. 5? Who's a 5-year-old? 5? 4? 3? Are you 3, Ben? I didn't know that. 3? Wow. 2, almost 2, and 1. Well, we've been friends for a long time, not since we were your age, although we do have friends like that, although maybe you and Mike and Jackson were friends for that long. But one of our favorite things that we get to do together is sing together. We do lots of other stuff together too. We cook together. We like to grow vegetables together sometimes. We like to can vegetables together lots of times. Mm-hmm. We like to go on trips, like on bicycle rides. Anyone like to go on bicycle rides? Oh, yeah. Anyone else like to go on bicycle rides? Bicycle rides are so much fun, but I get really tired, so that's why I go with Greg. Because he can carry my stuff when I get too tired. seriously. Anyway, the one thing that we love to do probably the most is play music together. And I really like playing music with Greg because for Greg, music just comes out of him. It's like hair or something. It just comes out of him like he can't even help it. It's like breathing. And he writes lots of music, and it's one of my favorite things. So we're going to sing one of our favorite camp songs that we learned when we were, I was probably 5 or 6 whenever I learned this song for the first time. Hi, Liana. This is my little girl, Liana. She has pigtails. So we're going to sing a camp song, and then we're going to need your help for another one. But the first one, you guys have to show all of the adults, you have to be the example, okay? So Greg, you're going to play the music. Mike, can you be the splash? Okay, so we are, what's your name?
Lily, hi.
I'm Seth. We're going to be the splishes, okay? So take your hands like this, put it out in front of you. Adults, put your hands out in front of you and go splish. Oh, that was pretty good. Okay, let's try it again. Ready? 1, 2, 3, splish. Oh, that was lovely. Okay, you're overexcited. Just wait. Okay? You all are splashes. Are you ready? You're going to go with Mike. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Splash.
Oh, wake up. 1, 2, 3.
Splash.
That was it. Okay, now we're going to go really fast. So splish, splash. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Splish.
Ah, one more time. Practice. 1, 2, 3.
Splish.
Lovely. Wow, these are great. You got, turn to the adults and say, good job. Yeah, oh, you did it. Okay. They listen. Okay, second, that's the first verse. The second verse is going to be goosh, 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 goosh. Put your hands up in front of you. Go goosh, 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 goosh. Oh, deep in the throat, you know. Okay, and then the last verse is wipe out. So take your hands by your side. It's hard with me with Eliana. And go, wipe out. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wipe out. Yes. Oh, good. Okay. So, but the first one, splish, splash. Okay? This is called the River of Life song. So, and we're going to do motions. So 1, 2, ready, go. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives free. I'm free! I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, splish! Within my soul. Spring up, oh well, splish! And make me whole. Spring up, oh well, splish! And sing to me that life abundantly. That was really good. Okay, this time when we come to that part, instead of splish splash, we're going to gush, 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 gush. You ready? Motions. 1, 2, ready, go. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives. I'm free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh, goosh, 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 within my soul. Spring up, oh, goosh, 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 and make me whole. Spring up, oh, goosh, 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 and sing to me that life abundantly. Okay, now this is the most exciting one. It's the wipeout verse. So everyone stretch a little bit. It's early in the morning. Stretch. Oh, plenty stretching. Oh. Okay, ready? 2, ready, go. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Makes the lame to walk and the blind to see. Opens prison doors, sets the captives. I'm free. I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Spring up, oh well, wipe out within my soul. Spring up, oh well, wipe out and make me whole. Spring up, oh well, wipe out and sing to me that life abundantly. Give yourselves a round of applause. Whoa. Yeah, dancing is really good with that song. So one of our other songs that I really like to sing is one that Greg wrote, and Greg wrote it when he was a teacher. Now, Mike is a fourth grade teacher. Greg is a music teacher. Wouldn't it be fun to have him as a music teacher? And I used to be a high school special ed teacher. And one of the classes that Greg taught was for kids who had multiple disabilities, which means that they had limited mobility. Can you say that with me? Limited mobility. It means that a lot of them were in wheelchairs. Their legs wouldn't walk with them. And so they would come to Grace class, and one of the favorite things that they liked to do was listen to songs that had their names in them. And so Greg wrote a song that you can put your name in, and anyone can sing it. So we're going to sing it, the first verse, and then if you want to put someone's name in the song, or your own name, but maybe someone else's, well, you can do whatever. Then you can call out a name and we'll put it in the song. You with me? Lily, you got me? Okay, ready?
Jesse is a ray of sunshine in my life. Jesse is a ray of sunshine in my life. I need the sun to brighten up my day. I need the sun and Jesse is a ray.
Ben. One, two.
Ben is a ray of sunshine in my life. Ben is a ray of sunshine in my life. I need the sun to brighten up my day. I need the sun and Ben is a ray.
Annika? Is that Annika?
Annika is a ray of sunshine in my life. Annika is a ray of sunshine in my life. I need the sun to brighten up my day. I need the sun and Annika is a ray.
Cedric? Is that you?
Two. Cedric is a ray of sunshine in my life. Cedric is a ray of sunshine in my life. I need the sun to brighten up my day. I need the sun and Cedric is a ray.
Greg, we should try to do two names.
Okay.
Does someone have two names that we can do?
Luke and Lily.
Everyone say it with us, ready? Luke and Lily. 1, 2, 3.
Luke and Lily.
Oh, that's hard. One. Fun. Okay, ready?
One, two. Luke and Lily are rays of sunshine in my life. Luke and Lily are rays of sunshine in my life. I need the sun to brighten up my day. I need the sun and Luke and Lily are both rays.
Now the last verse we always sing, Jesus. So can you sing with us?
Jesus is a ray of sunshine in my life. Jesus is a ray of sunshine in my life. I need the sun to brighten up my day. I need the sun and Jesus is a ray.
That's it. That's all we have for you. Can you give yourselves a round of applause one more time? You did a great job.
Should we pray?
Yeah, let's pray together. God, thank you that you are the living water, this river that comes out of us. God, thank you that you use us to bring healing and hope in this world, and that you are the living water. Thank you that you know us by name, and that you love us so much. Help us to love the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may go back to your seats.
We're going to lift the offering, and as we come forward to give our offering, they're going to play the offertory.
I'll go with him through the judgment.
Extravagant mercy, with hands outstretched, you have poured out wonder and pleasure and delight, goodness and beauty and bounty. So take these offerings, we pray, as our protest against all that is evil and ugly and impoverished, trivial and wretched and tyrannical in our world and ourselves. And thus may we and others know ourselves to be blessed by you. Amen.
You can turn in your blue hymnal worship book to number 236. This will likely not be a hymn that you are very familiar with. One of the things that we have found a lot of meaning in doing is taking old hymn texts and setting them with new arrangements, new melodies, and new instrumentation. And this is one of the texts that I found particularly beautiful, telling the whole story, the whole gospel in one hymn. And it was not one that I had sung ever in church. So I said it in a way that I think is very singable. We will sing it, and please join us as soon as you feel comfortable. I think the melody will be easy for you to pick up on. But if you are uncomfortable with that, you can just sit and listen as well.
For us to wicked
Text that Seth, can you introduce? Because I can never remember the story, where exactly it comes from.
Yeah,
but we'll invite you to sing the chorus after Seth's talked about it.
This is it's one that was sung off the coast of England by fishermen. So this is one. It was a song that the fishermen would sing, claiming God's protection as they are at sea. And I don't want to be ever be a fisherman. That sounds like a very scary thing, especially 120 years ago. And so the song is called Shelter in a Time of Storm. And about 120 years ago, a woman author whose name I cannot remember, she wrote it down and she notated the music and she wrote down the words. And ever since, it's been sung in some churches. I don't know if it's one that UMC sings regularly, but it's one that I grew up singing in Johnstown. And so it's a beautiful text, and it's based out of Isaiah chapter 3, where it talks about, it says that Yahweh will be a shade by day and a defense by night, a shelter for all people in a time of storm. And the chorus goes like this. It goes, oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, oh, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. So when we come to the chorus, please join us.
Thank you.
shelter in the time of storm.
This morning's scripture reading will be based out of what Gloria did for the call to worship, which was Psalms 103, or at least in part it was Psalms 103, one of my favorite passages. And while I was in seminary, I surprisingly got bit by the Hebrew bug. I love Hebrew. I just love it. And I the whole, you know, the Hebrew scriptures is what most Christians refer to as the Old Testament. And I just, the language is beautiful. One of my Hebrew professors says, it's good for us to learn Hebrew so we can talk to God whenever we meet God. And I think he obviously was joking. But this morning for a scripture reading, I'm going to teach you a little Hebrew. And so it's Psalms 103, verse 1. So it's Baraki.
Baraki.
Oh, that was beautiful. God, do you hear us? Nefshi.
Nefshi.
So that's Nefshi, your soul, your throat, your most vulnerable place. Nefesh. That's what that Nefshi. Baraki nefshi. So try it with me. Baraki nefshi et Hashem. Et Hashem. Let's try it all together. Ready? So, Baraki nefshi et Hashem. So, bless the Lord, O my soul. V'kol. So, v'kol. If you want to do motions, that's and all. V'kol. Karavei. Karave, and all my inmost being, et Shem, Kadasho. Oh, that was too long for you guys to learn in one Sunday. Okay, well, I'll say it from Baraki, Nefshi, et Hashem, V'kol, Karave, and all my inmost being, et Shem, Kadasho. And all my inmost being, bless his holy name. Amen. Thank you for doing that with me.
So for this morning's meditation, we will share some music. Most of these are reclaimed hymns, old hymn texts that we've set in new ways. And this morning, we'd like to just set the table for you. There will be songs of praise, songs of thanksgiving, songs of confession for times when we have sinned against God and against our brothers and sisters, and songs of lament for the times when we need to cry out to God. Let these be those words. And songs of thanksgiving, I probably already said that. Hopefully there will be something for you this morning. Wherever you are. And I think it's important for us in the church to have all of these things in our vocabulary, because as we go and are in the world and interacting with the world, we need to have a rich vocabulary for relating to the world, because the world is a wide, diverse place and there are many, many needs. So we will sing these for you. If you have questions about them afterwards, please come talk to us. We'd love to tell you stories behind them, but this morning we'll just play through.
One thing that Greg said one time to me was, it's important for us to practice lament and confession. One thing that Greg told me one time was that it's important to practice, you know, lament and confession. Some of you, I pray through the Psalms. It's part of one of my spiritual practices that I engage in, and it's like exercising the muscles. Our spiritual muscles, so that they develop. Right now, I'm not in a time of lament, but I will be. We all are at different times. And so practicing confession and lament in times outside of when we actually need them prepare us to be able to cry out to God for those around us and for the injustices that are around us in the world. So that's one of the reasons that we practice lament and confession. So this first one starts with praise. Thank you.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost. For you are good, and your love endures. You keep me safe from harm. The waves may crash and the oceans may roar, but I will follow you, my God. But I will follow you.
Other. Take our sins away. We've betrayed our sisters and brothers. Take our sins away. Teach us how to love our neighbor and take our sins away. Teach our hands to do your labor and take our sins away. And all the times we have forgotten the depths of your great love. And all the times we have forgotten the depths of your how to have compassion and take our sins away. Spur our words into action and take our sins away. When we fail to turn and listen, take our sins away. Building up the walls of division and take our sins away. And all the times we have forgotten the depths of your great love. And all the times we have forgotten the depths of your great love.
Thank you.
wondrous love is this? Oh my soul, oh my soul. What wondrous love is this? Oh my soul. What wondrous love is this? Like a light that through the mist guides this wayward ship safely home. When I was sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down and the storms were all around, love laid aside his crown for my soul. And when I am called, I am called, and when through waters deep I am called, and when through waters deep the shepherd beckons to his sheep, I trust that love will lead this wandering soul.
For our hymn of response, we're going to teach you the chorus to one that we've written and sing it with you. The chorus, this song is, this song comes from a guy named Horatio G. Spafford, and we Shenandoah Valley'd it. We made it folk and changed the music. It is well with my soul. And so when we get to the chorus, if you could sing with us, it is well,
it is oh so well with my soul, oh with my soul.
Let's try it again.
It is well, it is oh so well with my soul, oh with my soul.
So if you're adventurous, you can go with the echo, or you can follow me or Rachel.
Then peace like the Shenandoah comes to attend my soul. When sorrows rage like sea billows roll, whatever comes, my Savior, you have taught me to say, oh, even so, it's well with my soul. It is well,
it is well,
it is oh so well with my soul, oh, with my soul.
Troubles and trials come. Let this bless.
'cause the Lord is our patient shepherd. We shall not be in want. He's watering our hearts and he's feeding our souls. But we're up on the mountain high. Your mercy and love pursue us, O dear Lord. It is well.
It is well.
It is oh so well with my soul. Oh, with my soul. It is well.
Before Gloria comes up to do the sharing of joys and concerns, we would just like to say thank you again for having us, both last night with the Third Way Collective at Penn State and also here this morning. It's been worshipful for us too. I pray that, Greg talked about setting the table, and pray that this was a place where Christ who invites us, Christ who waits on us at the table, and Christ who himself is the bread and the wine. Pray that God would have met you here in this place. Amen.
Oh, sorry.
Are there any announcements that you would like to share? Again, there's microphones on either side.
Marv Friesen. Pennsylvania Interfaith Power and Light is holding their annual conference this afternoon, beginning at 1:30. At Good Shepherd Catholic Church, and it'll be from 1:30 and ending with their annual meeting before 5:30. One of the workshop presenters this afternoon will be Leland, and so if anyone can make it this afternoon, beginning at 1:30 at Good Shepherd.
Hey, Joel Widener again. I almost shared this during concerns. Our 10,000 Villages sale is next weekend. I'm feeling a little bit stressed out because I've never really pulled this all together, but I think we're in good shape. We have a thank you for all the volunteers that signed up. There's a few spots left, and the sheet's still out there, so if you're feeling motivated to still sign up. We have a lot of crafts being delivered tomorrow. I have a bunch of coffee and chocolate in my living room, and so hopefully it's all going to come together. And this year we're going to, we worked it out so that the sale is going to be, it's going to really help raise some funds, hopefully, for our concept of a permanent store in State College. So it's going to be seed money, and it's also hopefully going to be an outreach to people to show them what this could be about. So I'm really excited about it, but a little stressed. After our service, we usually bring up a lot of the stuff that's down in the closet. So if you could help with that right after the service, we'll just carry stuff up and I think put it in the back here. And then we're having a fellowship meal, so we can't bring the tables up. But then after the fellowship meal, I need help getting the tables up here to start to get ready.
We need a ride to Lancaster or Ephrata for the school kids. So if anyone is going with the next, whenever, we need to get them down to Ephrata.
All right, there is a fellowship meal at 12 noon. And during the second hour, the Walking Roots Band will be here to share their story and to answer any questions that you might have. So on the back of your bulletin, under the title Sending, let us read that responsibly. As we leave this place and return to our homes, our neighbors, and our work, May the name of our Lord Jesus be glorified in us.
May
we be worthy of God's call. Go in peace.